It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. I am your host, Cole Bear. It is October 25 of 2023. And as always, a very ambitious agenda laid out for today's show. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for your attendance. I appreciate it. Make sure you're following us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBert. Or if you are on the Zuck machine, more commonly known as Facebook, type in 1650thefan. You'll find our page. Hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports into your Facebook feed. What's not to like? Do it. Do it right now. And bookmark the website while you're at it, 1650thefan.com. Local and statewide, national sports content all there. Audio on demand, including today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute and the podcast of this program, among many other pieces of content. So, make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. If you want to connect with today's show, you can tweet or X at me or at 1650KCNZ. Send us a message on our Facebook page. Dial us up. Go old school, 319-277-1918 or 800-913-9479 with any questions or comments you might have to add to today's program. Or you can email me. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Questions or comments, maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, by all means, fire away. Just know I may well read your email on the show. All right, coming up today on the program, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. A lot to get to as it relates to the high school volleyball postseason. Awesome news coming out of last night for the Cedar Falls Tigers high school volleyball team. If you are following us on social media, if you bookmark the website and make it a regular stop, like I always say, for yourself on a daily basis, you got this news by now, but I will get to it momentarily in case you have not heard. But just to reiterate the point there, and you know, plenty else like usual to get to in the stack today after we're done with area sports news and scores for this Wednesday. We will take timeout number one. We'll get you a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll also get you a national sports update and come back in the second segment. Today is going to be a big focus on round two of the high school football playoffs taking place for Class 2A, 1A, A, and 8 player, particularly Class 2A and Class 1A. In the next segment of today's show, Don Betts, longtime Dyke New Hartford high school football coach, will join the show. The Wolverines got a 51-6 win in the first round of the Class 1A playoffs last Friday night on the road at Manson Northwest Webster. We will talk with Coach Betts about that big win, about what's to come this Friday night, which is a very tough game on the road at Sigourney Kyoto. We'll also look back on the Wolverines' regular season that ended at 5-3. And want to make sure that I ask Coach Betts, because Dyke New Hartford, it's not like Dyke's, you know, quote-unquote down. I mean, by Dyke standards, you're so used to seeing them go 6-2 or 7-1, at least as far as recent seasons are concerned, the most recent. But at 5-3, I think Dyke's schedule is as indicative of any Class 1A team this year in high school football in terms of demonstrating just how talented and how deep Class 1A football is. I mean, I've been here for 4.5 years at the Fan. I cannot remember a season with respect to Class 1A, which has always been a good class. I think Class 1A is as good as it's ever been. So we'll ask Coach Betts about that, among many other things more specific to his Wolverines, when he joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking Dyke New Hartford high school football, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back in the third segment of today's show, and Jared Pospisil, Union Knights high school football coach, will join the show. What an interesting story the Knights are. They start their regular season 0-5, finish the regular season on a 3-game winning streak, just enough to get them into the Class 2A playoffs. What do? They go on the road last Friday night. They beat Waukon 21-7. You're 3-5, now 4-5. Union Knights are still alive in the Class 2A playoffs. They've got a second-round meeting this Friday night at Van Meter. Van Meter, undefeated this season, as you might imagine, by nature of making the playoffs at 3-5. Here's the thing, though. The Knights, they're playing with house money. They got nothing to lose. So we'll talk with Coach Pospisil coming up in the third segment of today's show, and check in on the Knights. Look back on their regular season that was as interesting as it obviously was. Go behind the curtain on that. Talk about last Friday night's 21-7 upset win at Waukon, and look ahead to this Friday night's big challenge on the road at Van Meter. So, like I said, we're focusing big time on the second round of the high school football playoffs today on the show. After we're done talking Union high school football with Coach Jared Pospisil, we'll take the final timeout of today's show. We'll get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up what is a Wednesday edition of the show. All right, got to congratulate Nick Ryan on his Week 1 Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy win. As I told you yesterday on the show, we had a small little technical issue with the website, but I said, don't worry, it's okay. I had everybody's results. We got it figured out. Great people here at Koloff Media, shout out to Chris Berg, got us put back to where we needed to be. Got that all tabulated earlier in the mid-morning, and was happy to make the call to Nick to congratulate him on his Week 1 win. He receives a $50 gift certificate to our excellent supporters and sponsors, Dad's Pub. That is the host site, once again, for Fan Football Frenzy, coming up on Monday, December 4th. So continue to play Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. That's going to be the best way to guarantee your seat at Dad's Pub for Fan Football Frenzy, coming up on the first Monday in December. And if you are at Fan Football Frenzy, that means you're going to have a chance to win the 75-inch Sony 4K LED TV valued at $2,500 from Hawkeye Audio Video in Cedar Falls. Or perhaps you'll be able to win the halftime prize, much less I mentioned just the halftime prize, right? Just the halftime prize. It's going to be a Green Mountain Grill from our great supporters at Tubbs R Us. That's a grill worth $1,200 right there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the halftime prize. I told you the grand prize, other outstanding prizes all throughout the night. Continue to get your picks in. You got to get these Week 2 picks in. You got to get every week's picks in of all 6 weeks before I leave here on Thursday night, ahead of Thursday night football. Thursday night football tomorrow night, of course, here on The Fan, Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Buffalo to take on the Bills. I'll get out of here around 6. That's when I'll pull the picks. So make sure you get them in. And I don't blame you for waiting. If you really want to be that guy, won't blame you, or that gal, want to see the injury report, any other intel that you can gather before then, totally understand. But make sure you get them in, all right, before tomorrow when I leave here at 6 o'clock. Just go to the website, 1650thefan.com. Right there on the homepage, click in. You'll be able to make your picks. A number of people already have. A little more than half that participated last week have done so. So make sure if you haven't, that you get them in. And just a little inside baseball on the picks. Man, I tell you what, in terms of the way the game shook out last week, I'm not going to condemn anybody. I will tell you this, though. You're making 8 picks a week. We only had 3 participants this past week that got 6 right. Everybody else was 5 or less, and there wasn't a lot of people that even got 5. So you never know how it's going to go week to week. And in saying that, the point I'm trying to make is if you went back and checked your picks and you got 3 or you got 4, you're not out of this, okay? Who knows how these picks are going to play out week to week with the 8 games that we put in there for each week of Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. Don't give up if you had a tough week. You do not know how this could shake out. So keep playing. Visit 1650thefan.com. All right, another thing. Well, I tell you what, I'll hold this for a little while as it's time. We should dive in. Area sports news and scores. For your Wednesday, burst into the high school state volleyball tournament. We're on the line last night. Regional finals took place in Class 5A, 4A, and 3A. Among matches that involved area schools. In Class 5A, Cedar Falls swept Waterloo West in 3 sets. In 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier ended Waverly Shell Rock season. The Saints down the Gohawks in straight sets. In Class 3A, Union got past West Delaware in 4 sets. And here's your information. Cedar Falls Tigers going to play Waukee Northwest on Monday afternoon at 2:25 in the quarterfinals of the Class 5A State Volleyball Tournament at Extreme Arena in Coralville. The Tigers are the 6th seed. The Wolves are the 3 seed. Meanwhile, Union, the 7th seed in Class 3A, goes against 2 seed Cherokee. That's Tuesday morning at 10:25 in the 3A quarterfinals. Circling back to the Cedar Falls Tigers, you'll be able to hear that match right here on The Fan on Monday afternoon, 2:25, with pregame beginning around 2:10. John Swisher going to be on the call for us, so make sure you're here, locked, Monday afternoon for Cedar Falls Tiger Volleyball against Waukee Northwest in the Class 5A quarterfinals. Congrats to the Tigers. Meanwhile, the rest of the field for the state volleyball tournament will be decided tonight. Regional final matches taking place in Class 2A and 1A. In 2A, top-ranked Dyke New Hartford goes against ACGC at Nevada. Appleton-Parkersburg takes on South Hardin at Cedar Falls. Sumner-Fredericksburg plays Wapsie Valley at Waterloo West. Denver faces West Branch at Union-LaPorte City. And Grundy Center battles West Burlington at Williamsburg. Meanwhile, in 1A regional finals, Janesville takes on St. Ansgar at Charles City. And Don Bosco plays North Tama at Vinton-Shelsburg. The high school football playoffs, as I mentioned before, continue on Friday. And a pair of Metro teams will be in action. 6th-ranked Cedar Falls plays host to 7th-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy, a Class 5A first-round matchup at the Unidome. It's a rematch of a Week 8 meeting between the two teams. Cedar Falls won that game 17-14. You can listen to the game on Cruisin' KCFI pregame show with Dave Finnegan. Begins around 6:20 on Cruisin' on Friday night, kickoff at 7. And in a 1A second-round playoff game Friday, 7th-ranked Waterloo Columbus Catholic plays at 10th-ranked South Hamilton, kickoff at 7. UNI women's basketball player Maya McDermott has been named one of 25 players to the Becky Hammon Mid-Major Player of the Year award watch list. Last season, McDermott averaged 14.7 points and 3.5 assists per game. McDermott and the Panthers host lacrosse in a preseason exhibition game on this coming Monday, October 30th at 6 inside the McLeod Center. Meanwhile, Iowa women's basketball star Caitlin Clark has been named to the AP's preseason All-American team. The Hawkeye star averaged 27.8 points, 7 rebounds, and 8.6 assists per game as a junior last season, en route to winning several Player of the Year honors, including the Wooden Award and Naismith Award. Clark was a unanimous selection, as you might imagine, to the AP All-America preseason team. This is her third time on the preseason team and second consecutive season as a unanimous selection. Wartburg's Owen Grover has been named a finalist for the prestigious Campbell Trophy, which goes to the nation's best college football scholar-athlete. 16 finalists each receive an $18,000 postgraduate scholarship. Grover is the first finalist from Wartburg. He's a pre-med student majoring in biology with a 3.99 GPA. A senior linebacker, Grover is an academic All-American as well as an AP second-team All-American. And in case you missed it last night, Arizona, the Diamondbacks, defeated Philadelphia 4-2 in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series. The Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series for the first time in 22 years. In an unlikely pairing, the Diamondbacks are going to take on the Texas Rangers. Game 1 of the World Series is on Friday. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN action update, a national sports update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side and start talking the second round of the high school football playoffs. Dyke New Hartford high school football coach Don Betts joins us next right here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's betting splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com.
Chicago Bulls open up the season tonight at United Center, a one-point dog to Oklahoma City, the total 227. Chicago Bears, an 8.5-point road dog at the Los Angeles Chargers, the total 46.5 at SoFi Stadium. Also on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs, an 8-point favorite, the Denver Broncos, 45.5 the total at Mile High. Patrick Mahomes, 12-0 against Denver as Kansas City's quarterback. Iowa State opened as a 1.5-point underdog at Baylor on Saturday. Now the Cyclones are the 2.5-point road favorite, 47.5 the total at McLean Stadium in Waco. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
My father bought my mother one of those weapons-grade jackhammer massage guns. Have you seen these things? No training of any kind. My father just aimed it at my mother's shoulder and hit the trigger. Wasn't good. It just gathered up her skin like pancake batter.
From What a Joke with Papa and Fortune and a scene on Netflix, Tom Papa Live in his 2023 comedy tour. Friday, November 3rd, the Gallagher Blue Dorn. Tickets are on sale now at gbpac.com.
The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls, super fast and super good. The Shirt Shack can put your business's logo on t-shirts, polos, quarter zips, sweatshirts, hats, and more. They're also the number one place to go to get your team shirts from youth to high school sports. And get it fast. Turnarounds generally just 3 to 5 business days after approval. Take a look at everything they have to offer at ShirtShackIA.com. The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls.
Want your home's furnace to stay safe and reliable? And want to prevent any potential problems before they happen? At your local 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, we recommend an annual furnace inspection and tune-up. Call 855-1-HOUR, because not taking care of your furnace, that's just cold.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Isaac Lohengrin.
Multiple outlets report that the San Francisco Giants are expected to hire Bob Melvin away from the San Diego Padres to become their new manager. NFL Detroit Lions receiver Marvin Jones announced that he's stepping away from the team to take care of personal family matters. The Lions subsequently released Jones, which the Detroit News reported was a mutual decision between Jones and the team. Kansas City Chiefs receiver Justin Ross pleaded not guilty in Johnson County, Kansas District Court today to misdemeanor charges of domestic battery and criminal property damage. The Dolphins placed left guard Isaiah Wynn on injured reserve with a quad injury. The Cardinals placed tight end Zach Ertz on IR because of a quad strain.
This is Jim Rome. Before you tune into the Jungle at 11, listen to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson, weekdays from 6 until 8.
meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Overcast tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 62. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 69. Lows around 46. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Chance for scattered storms Friday. Chance for scattered showers on Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 64.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We're looking ahead to Friday night, with the high school football playoffs continuing, second round action for classes 2A, 1A, A, and 8 player. And we're looking at class 1A right now as Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts, our guest. Coach Betts, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
I would imagine so. Your team had a dominant 51-6 win in the first round of the class 1A playoffs at Manson Northwest Webster last Friday. Just take us inside that dominant win a little bit. What did you like the most?
I really liked the way we came out ready to play. We jumped on them early. Our kids were ready to go right away. We had an early interception, turned that into points right away, and kicked off to them. And then when they punted, we blocked that punt and turned that into points right away. And we were up 14-0 early on them. Just kept the foot on the gas the rest of the night. But really liked the way we came out ready to go.
Your team has been really good. Your defense specifically, at taking the ball away, 12 interceptions this season, Coach. Put your finger on that for us. I mean, what's gone into that level of success?
Just a bunch of great kids who really put the time and the effort into their preparation for the games, watching film, reading scouting reports, their practice preparation. I just think we've done a great job with that on the defensive side, getting those guys ready to play, and they've responded very, very well.
Looking back at your regular season, you finished 5-3. You started 1-2. How did your guys learn and grow from what I would imagine was a bit of a tough start, below the standard?
Well, yeah, we knew we would be one of those seasons where we just got better as the season went along. We had a lot of inexperienced players. Even a lot of our seniors didn't have a whole lot of experience. We're playing a lot of juniors, some sophomores up in there. And we knew it would just be a matter of them learning and getting better as the season went along, and I think that's kind of what we've seen happen. We played some real tough teams early in the season and played well against them, but not well enough to win. And I think our kids have learned. We've become more consistent offensively, which I think was one of the big things that we needed to do, was get a little more consistent offensively. And our special teams have kind of sorted themselves out a little bit better, and our defense has kind of hung in there with us and got us to this point. So just a season of growth, I think, for us is the best way to look at it.
Coach Betts, kind of in talking about your regular season and your schedule, looking at it, I think it's indicative of what I've seen for whatever my evaluation is worth, but definitely want to ask you, given as long as you've been around, Class 1A football seems to be as loaded as I can remember this particular season. Not that it hasn't been great in recent years, but man, it really stands out this season to be just top shelf competition, a lot of depth, a lot of talented teams. What would you say, Coach Betts?
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. And 1A football in Eastern Iowa is just off the charts. And there's some very good teams out west also. I don't mean to slight them in the least bit. But in Eastern Iowa and Northeast Iowa, they're just some hammers of teams this year. And it's as you said, it's as strong as I can remember in a long time. across the top teams in 1A football.
Looking back at your team, you mentioned the inexperience, the youth, was something that you had to gain, right? You had to get your guys out on the field and experience things and learn from those. When you were evaluating the film, was there anything that became common that was challenging your team through the first 3 or 6 weeks of the season? You guys started 1-2. You were 3-3 at one point, end up 5-3. Was there something specific, something in particular, that really challenged this team that they've overcome?
I think just consistency on the offensive side. Offensive football there's kind of a rhythm that you have to get your offense to. There's a lot of moving pieces. They all have to work well together, and it just takes some time for those things to develop. And that was the big issue we had early in the year. We struggled to score points. We just didn't have that consistency. We'd be great one play, two plays, but then the third play we'd have a breakdown. And it wasn't always the same guy, wasn't always the same thing. But it was just a matter of getting to the point where we were consistent every single play for our offense to develop. And I think that's really what the difference, big difference, has been from beginning of the season until now.
Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach Betts' Wolverines will take on Sigourney Kyoto on the road this Friday in the second round of the Class 1A playoffs. We'll talk about that matchup with Coach here in just a little bit. To follow up on your offense that's developed some consistency, Coach, what's that morphed into in terms of like an identity? Obviously, with a team lacking experience, that's something that's more so forged during the season, I would imagine, than before the season. So what's become the identity of this Wolverines offense?
We're going to run the football. We've got two outstanding running backs in Noah Borchardine and Michael Walston. They're outstanding running backs. They both bring a little something different to the table. And our offensive line has started to come along. And we're going to run the football, play action pass a little bit. We've got some playmakers on the outside to get the ball to. So we've, I think, become a little more diverse in what we can do as the season has rolled along. Early on, it was just the running game or nothing. And Colin Meester's developed a quarterback for us, you know, with the experience that he's gotten. And I think our identity is that we're going to run football on you, and we're just going to keep coming at you with that.
When it comes to playoff football, and this could be offense or defense, Coach Betts, whether it's you or the opponents in your experience, how much on average do you think teams are putting wrinkles in for playoff football versus just like, no, we're going to continue to run what got us here? I mean, you can make a great case for either approach.
Yeah, you could, but I think the majority of teams are going to dance with who brung them. They're going to stick with what it is that got them to that point. You know, as you talked about, teams develop a identity, and one of the worst things I think you can do is try to change that once you've had success with it. Do you tweak things a little bit? Sure. You know, everybody tweaks their offense a little or their defense a little, depending upon who they're going to play. But I think the teams that consistently make the runs, they're going to do what they do. And they've had success with it, and they just keep doing that.
How about the preparation, practice schedule, times, the logistics, or the work itself that's taking place? I would imagine perhaps maybe the biggest thing that could provoke any sort of change would be the wear and tear and or injury that may have happened to any particular team in a given year. But on average, Coach Betts, how much, if at all, does the physical or mental preparation change once you go from regular season to playoff football?
Well, I've always thought, and we've kind of implemented here at Dyke New Hartford, that once regular season's over, it's more mental than it is physical as far as practice goes. We lighten up on some of the contact that we have during the week, and we want our kids to be mentally prepared. In a lot of cases, such as last week and then this week, these are teams that your kids aren't familiar with, sometimes your coaches aren't familiar with, There's a lot of mental preparation that needs to go in to your game planning. And I just think that at this point in time in the season, most guys are banged up a little bit. You know, it's been a long season. We've got nine games in, and, you know, everybody on everybody's team is banged up at this point a little bit. So you don't want to aggravate that. Rest and recovery becomes a big part of success in the playoffs, staying healthy. So I think the mental side becomes even bigger than it is during the regular season.
And I would like to think, Coach Betts, that that mental preparation by nature of the technology of today is a little bit easier, because I remember when I was in high school, there'd be some assistant coach that would be gone for like third or fourth period because he was driving about 40 miles to meet another coach halfway to exchange VHS tapes.
Yeah, I remember those days. I remember those trips. There were a lot of those were made in the wee hours of the morning or late at night, and made for some very long days. But yeah, it's that part of the technology part of preparations with huddle and the guys being able to hop on there and watch film has been a real game changer, I think, over the last even 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Where guys can get a chance to see what they're going to see, as opposed to just look at it on a scouting report or maybe get one tape. Now we've got access to their entire season that you can look at. So,
Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company, looking at what's ahead for area teams this Friday night in the high school football playoffs. Let's talk about your defense a little bit, Coach. We dug in on your offense, but what have you liked the most from this unit? If you had to point your finger to one or two things that's really set them up for the success they've been able to experience this season.
These guys get off the ball and get to the football. That's something that we've always emphasized here. Some groups are better at it than others, but we usually have a lot of guys flying to football, and I think that makes a huge difference. If you get a lot of guys with football, good things are going to happen. And this group has been very good about that, getting off those blocks, disengaging from that block, and getting to the football. And that, to me, is what really stands out about this group this year.
And how about your senior group? You had mentioned before that a number of them maybe didn't necessarily have the amount of experience that a typical senior class would have, but obviously they've grown plenty this season, given the amount of success the team has had. What's really stuck out to you about this group?
The way they've just been persistent and kept up and kept plugging away with stuff, and even over their entire 4-year careers, you know, they've played behind some really good players in front of them and had to wait their opportunity, but they've just kept working and kept plugging away, and that's what really stands out about this group of kids.
And your opponent this Friday night, second round of the Class 1A playoffs at Sigourney Keota. Coach, you know, going down memory lane, talking about the old film exchange with VHS tapes, is this still a memory lane thing too, where Sigourney Keota's running that old school offense that I remember them running when I was in high school back in the late 2000s, where it's, I don't know if it was the loaded eye, the power eye, and they're optioning it here and there, and it's just a formidable run game.
Yeah, it's the old single wing offense. You know, it's something that harkens back to the 50s and 60s, I think. There aren't any other teams I'm aware of in Iowa that run it, and not nearly anybody who runs it as well as Sigourney Keota does. They still run that offense. First time I experienced that was back in 1998 when we met them in the Dome in the semifinal game. And it's still the same offense, and they're still awful darn good at it. Gives a whole different preparation, because it's something that your kids haven't seen in the way they do that. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to breaking it down. Giving them little pieces of it, and you know, there's a lot of similarity to some of the wing tee stuff that you see once in a while, and you just got to try to make those correlations for kids. And as we talked about before, being able to see it on film helps them a lot compared to when they really couldn't see it previously.
Okay, so knowing what you're up against in terms of that classic Sigourney Keota offense, how about defensively? How will the Savage Cobras challenge your offense?
They're a very good football team. Their kids have a lot of pride in their program. It's been a very successful program, and you can see it in the way they play defense. They're solid in what they do. They're very well coached. Coach Jensen does a great job down there. He and his staff have those guys ready to play, but they're solid in what they do. They're not going to beat themselves, and that's the thing that stands out to me about Sigourney Kyoto football.
Coach Betts, thanks so much for your time. Great to catch up with you. Learn more, like always, about your Wolverines football team. Best of luck, best of health this Friday night at Sigourney Kyoto.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. We'll keep talking about the high school football playoff second round coming up in the next segment. Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil joins us next. The Knights taking on undefeated Van Meter this Friday night in the second round of the 2A playoffs. That's next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State's defense is making progress as the Cyclones open the stretch run of the season at Baylor this week. After getting hurt by the big play early in the season, the Cyclones have given up only 24 points in wins over TCU and Cincinnati. Baylor has the second-best passing offense in the Big 12, but Cyclone defensive end Joey Peterson says the first chore is to stop the run game.
I think the big thing is making a team one-dimensional. You know, if you can cut out their run game, that's half their playbook gone, and you're forcing them to, you're kind of, it's easier to know what they're going to do. You know what I mean? If you know they're going to pass the ball a little bit more, we can rush them a little bit more and be a little bit more productive that way. So I think it's helping everybody out.
With three wins in their last four games, ISU's confidence is growing.
From what I've seen in practice, both sides of the ball, we're looking solid. We're rolling. So like Coach Campbell says, guys, just kind of trust the process. Come to work every day, same person, do your job every single day.
That's Cyclone linebacker Caleb Bacon. This is Radio Iowa.
At Poet, we're proud to support rural communities and grow local economies across the heartland. Proud to create new market opportunities for farmers. Proud to process local grain at our bioprocessing facilities. Every day, Poet is partnering with family farms to create innovative bioproducts that are changing the world, ensuring that rural farm families can continue to do what they love for generations to come. Learn more at poet.com.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Cedar Falls School District would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the boys' golf team's strong finish at the Mississippi Valley Conference meet at Airport National Golf Course in Cedar Rapids last month. Tigers tied for third place with a 267. Special recognition going out to Evan Schofield, who finished second with a 63. Schofield was also awarded first-team all-conference, while second-team all-conference titles went to Anthony Galvin and Drew Larimer. Honorable mention went out to Graham Bremner. The Cedar Falls School's Mission of Excellence covers all areas of the student experience, from academic to athletic and beyond. The Cedar Falls School District is committed to a tradition of excellence. Moreover, upholding their tradition of excellence is a product of the collaboration between our families, our community, and our schools. Cedar Falls Tigers, you're amazing. We're so proud of you. Go Tigers!
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first 30 days free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo. Tommy's Express Car Wash, it's your time to shine.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Iowa Metal Recycling keeps our environment clean while providing fair and competitive pricing for your metal materials. Residential and industrial customers welcome, big or small. Locally owned Iowa Metal Recycling provides free commercial container service in the Cedar Valley. If you have metal materials, don't dispose. Recycle with Iowa Metal Recycling and get immediate payment. Across from City Hall on North Evans Road in Evansdale, Iowa Metal Recycling. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Learn more at iowametalrecycling.com.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on your home for Cubs baseball. 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. The high school football playoffs take place this Friday for all classes. And, of course, it is the second round for classes 2A, 1A, A, and 8 player. And that's our focus right now, particularly class 2A, as Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil is our guest right now. The Knights are coming off of a 21-7 win at Waukon last Friday in the first round of the 2A playoffs. Coach Pospisil, first things first, congratulations on the playoffs, and thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Cole.
Well, let's start with the win at Waukon, 21-7, like I mentioned. How'd your guys get the job done?
Well, I really do think all phases we're firing on all cylinders. Offense, defense, and special teams, I thought, played really well. They complemented each other really well, and I just think our guys had an extra, they just had an extra boost, extra energy for some reason. You know, they came out and were just believing in themselves, and it seemed that we peaked at the right time, so it went really well.
And in terms of peaking at the right time, to dig in on that, your team, probably one of the more interesting stories in all of the high school state football playoffs, where you start 0-5 in the regular season, you reel three off in a row to end the regular season, get into the playoffs at 3-5. So how about we just start with that 3-0 finish to the regular season, Coach Pospisil. What really improved? What made the difference there those last three games?
Well, I think part of it is we talk about believing in the process, and we talk a lot about having a growth mindset and always growing. And I realize it's tough losing so many times in a row, but each time we'd come up short, we would show the guys and the coaching staff areas where we need to grow and learn. And I think finally all those things were starting to click. By the time we reached Vinton, we had seen so many good opponents and learned so many things where we were lacking and areas where we were still doing well. And so everything just kind of came together by about that time. And we're still learning, still continuing to grow. And, I think several guys, we had to switch positions here and there due to injuries and other things. Mm-hmm. And different guys have taken on different roles, accepted different roles, and have done really well in those changes.
Looking into that 0-5 start, Coach, what in particular was challenging your team the most? What was most important that they overcame down the stretch?
Obviously, we were playing great competition. Mm-hmm. We had a stacked season. But at the same time, we keep telling the guys if when you play great competition, there's very little room for error. And although they were great teams, we were still making several errors and making enough kind of mental mistakes that didn't keep us close enough in those games. And so I think we're starting to eliminate some of those errors and really start to focus on playing our game and doing our jobs.
Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. The Knights will take on Van Meter on the road this Friday night in the second round of the Class 2A playoffs. We'll talk about that matchup with Coach here in just a little bit. But Coach Pospisil, you had mentioned there, touched on the fact that there's been, you know, plenty of moving chairs, if you will, due to injury or just, you know, trying to put your best 11 out there in the best position to succeed. It seems like that's probably been as big a part of anything in, you know, what you guys find yourself in right now, which is a run of success with a lot of momentum. Just take us, you know, behind the curtain a little bit on everything that's gone into. When you look at the numbers, I mean, they speak for themselves. A lot of guys have had the ball in different positions. And, I mean, how did this all shake out like it did?
Well, you know, I think during the Jessup game, our starting quarterback went down, Caden Sorensen. Andrew Sadler has done an awesome job stepping up into that position. He had been our starting quarterback the previous year, and so he had some obviously he had some familiarity with that, and so but he's taken it upon himself, I think, to really get the job done. And then on the defensive side of the ball, he's stepped it up there at our safety position. We've had quite a few guys run the ball lately, and we've had to move some guys around because of injury. Hunter Anderson went down with a knee injury, and so we've tried several guys there and gotten different production out of each one. You know, different styles that really force the defense to defend a bigger part of the field. You know, they can't just stack it up on the inside or outside. So yeah, I mean, offensively, that's a big deal there. We haven't so much had the injuries on the defensive side, but just done a little bit of shuffling to try to match up with different teams that we've played, and hopefully we found a good combination there.
What's that meant for you and your staff, Coach, in terms of putting a game plan together and making the tweaks that, you know, typically get made from week to week with the scheme? I'm just curious, with these moving parts personnel-wise, what's that dictated in terms of scheme and game plans?
Well, I know, you know, defensively we haven't changed a whole lot. It's just kind of moving guys around to find just making sure we can find guys who execute the game plan. And again, just reinforcing with our guys that we're so close, and just making sure that we do our jobs and execute the technique that we teach. And I think there's a big buy-in, I think, now, we've seen some great things because of that.
I suppose following up on that, what's that meant in terms of this team forging an identity? What can you tell us in terms of your estimation of what the blueprint is at this juncture, given everything that's, you know, had to be adjusted or changed throughout the season? What does the best brand of Union football look like this season?
Sure. You know, and I think we had talked about this, you and I had talked about this at the beginning of the season, is we had so many guys who had played as sophomores or juniors, and so realizing and that they've been through the tough times and so gaining that confidence and then showing that confidence, you know, that having that manifest on the field. And I think you see that now. You know, the guys flying around because they know they've seen the worst and the toughest, and they've been through it, and so now they can fly around because they know they've been through it, and they've made it. So you know, we've seen that, a lot more energy, a lot more excitement, just kind of getting after the ball, both, you know, offensively and defensively, special teams, just flying around more, you know, and kind of more of an attacking mentality, I think, because we are, you know, the guys are getting more confident.
Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, when you bring up flying around, it makes me think about how your defense has been so dominant during the stretch of success you're in the midst of. Last four games, allowing just 8.5 points on average to your opponents. You mentioned that not much has changed in terms of scheme, so your guys are obviously executing here down the stretch. Just take us inside what you've seen on the film, what you've seen with your two eyes from a defense that's been nothing short of dominant lately.
Yeah, you know, I think part of it too is just, you know, the staff learning too, you know, you know, learning kind of how to operate the defense and what to coach the guys, to make it more clear, to help the guys, whether it's keys or techniques. And again, those things are finally, I think, starting to click. Just been really happy with our turnover margin. We're getting some picks and some fumble recoveries and forcing some fumbles. Mm-hmm. And you know how that goes. Like, you know, especially as you get down the stretch of playoffs, the more takeaways you can get, it's going to help you a ton. So I think that's been a huge part of it. I think just that playing forward, we talk about a lot with the defense, mm-hmm. playing forward. We're seeing that more often now. And just trying to just cover all gaps and kind of suffocate that way.
For as much as your defense has gotten takeaways, forced fumbles, like you mentioned, Coach, 20 sacks this season and 11 and a half of those from your senior Ryan DeVries, junior Briar Mast. You know, typically no more than most teams throw the ball. Those are pretty big numbers. You guys got yourself quite the impressive pass rush over there at Union.
Yeah, and you know, we had talked about that, you know, against Waukon, where the pass rush wasn't actually a focus just because they just have such a phenomenal run game, and, you know, you got to cover so much ground with all the different formations. And so I think it was a bonus on top of that that we had, you know, we were able to get some pressure. Some guys took it upon themselves to put pressure on the quarterback, even though we hadn't really worked on it that week. And so I think it comes back to the confidence of the guys who, you know, they're doing their job, and then they're kind of going beyond, getting after it. It's hard to say, you know, and obviously part of that goes back to the secondary too, because they're doing a great job covering, and outside linebackers doing a great job covering, which makes that quarterback hold on just a little bit longer, so that those guys can get in there and get the quarterback.
And finally, Coach Pospisil at Van Meter this Friday night. It's the playoffs. Everybody's good. Van Meter's undefeated. You guys, I would say you're playing with house money. So what's the approach mentally and physically going up against a obviously great Van Meter team Friday night?
Yeah, the message hasn't changed ever. It's just, you know, we know Van Meter's very well coached, a tough bunch of kids, phenomenal athletes at quarterback and running back. But it's just one of those things we talk about, you know, you just do your job, play your game, and everything kind of shakes out from there. And again, just I really do think that our guys have a level of confidence heading into this. We're not going to overlook somebody, you mm-hmm. know, but at the same time, we're not going to back down from anybody either. So, yeah, we'll just do our job and let things fall as they will.
Just to get a little more specific, Coach, when it comes to how you and your staff have scouted Van Meter, beyond the obvious, got a block, tackle, no penalties or turnovers, what's going to be really important for your Knights against Van mm-hmm. Meter?
Well, I think we got to stop the run game. Again, they've got a phenomenal running back, and then quarterback will keep the ball here and there as well. And then defensively, they're just very solid. Very kind of gap sound, things like that. So we just got to find ways to move their big guys. And you know, again, just do our job and play our game.
Coach Pospisil, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Best of luck, best of health to you and your Union Knights this Friday night. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having us on, Cole. Thank you.
Pleasure's all mine. Take care, Coach.
Yep, bye-bye.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Michigan sign-stealing scandal continues to get worse. As this story is unraveled, new information and video evidence has emerged. And by the looks of it, Michigan and Jim Harbaugh will have some explaining to do. But with college football resembling professional sports more than ever, the potential sign-stealing scandal brings up an interesting question. When will the NCAA and college football catch up with the times? In the NFL, coaches and players are equipped with communication systems in order to relay plays. High school teams even are allowed the luxury of helmet communication systems. But three decades after the NFL first put a speaker in a helmet, the NCAA has still failed to implement its own. We don't want to cater to Michigan for breaking the rules, but maybe it's a wake-up call for the NCAA. College sports is a multi-billion dollar a year industry, and with so much cash, maybe it's time to embrace the use of technology. And who knows, maybe you protect the integrity of the product on the field as a result. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Bust it. It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show, with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time. Got to thank Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts and union coach Jared Pospisil for joining today's show. Great to be able to learn more about the Wolverines and Knights before their second round playoff games coming up this Friday night. Remember, you can hear Cedar Falls Tigers state tournament volleyball this coming Monday right here on The Fan. Pregame coverage begins around 2:10. Look forward to that. Best of luck to the Tigers. Mark Simpson, tomorrow morning, 6 to 8. I'm back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.